Thank you for joining us. We've got Ava Lee, 123, Texan Guy, and me, V Silver Moon.
Brought to you by Braxco Industries.
And we are here to have a threesome and do Dante Creates 50 questions together.
And keeping in with the threesome, we're going to have the ladies come first. So, Ava, the first question goes to you. The question is, does anyone in this community know your real name and identity? Yes or no?
The answer to that is no.
Okay.
Next question goes to Miss V. Do you have a crush on a member of this community?
This is such a dangerous question to start with.
this is getting interesting right away.
We cannot confirm nor deny the crushitude of any member of this community.
I know. It's like, I feel like the nature of what we do, like there's this sort of aspect of, you know, when I post something, there's certainly, you know, people I have in mind where I'm like, oh, I hope they listen to this. Or if I see a script, I'm like, oh, I hope they fill it. You know, if that's a crush, then, you know, maybe, I don't know. But I'll, yeah, no. No. next question. Who, Tex.
Right.
Who would you have sex with if you were given total consent?
Ooh. God, that's a real broad one. Because, like, is that, like, anyone, I guess?
Yeah. Anyone. Anyone.
Okay.
Take your time.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, I'm over here doing, like, equations and stuff in my head. Like, I guess if I were to just say offhand, if I had, like, gun to my head, like, you better pick someone to have sex with, damn it. I would probably, there's an amateur, I think, on, like, Pornhub that I've watched in the past. I don't watch it all that often now, but, you know, when I have.
It's okay.
There was an amateur porn star, I think by the name, I think her handle or something was like Brycey or something. Like, yeah, sure, why not? It's a real broad question, so now I feel all embarrassed.
Well, then.
Oh, no.
You can ask the next question and make me feel embarrassed.
Oh, well, the next question, you have some experience if you're, you know, some of your audios are to, you know, any indication, I guess. Ava. Have you given or received anal sex in real life?
Well, first, for the record, because I was the one who had the idea to do this questionnaire together, I let V and Tex pick their questions. and of course, they left this one for me. So, okay, I'm going to admit it. Yes, I did. And no regrets.
Was it the...
Wait, to which
were
one?
You giving or receiving?
I'm talking about receiving.
Oh, okay.
Aw. Darn.
So, giving... Did no, you... haven't done that.
Yet.
Okay. We'll take your word for it.
I just asked the next question. Would you rather give or receive oral sex, Miss V?
I am very much a giver. I love the control of giving oral sex. I think that maybe not, it's not right to say like it takes the pressure off me, but I feel like, you know, being able to sort of watch my partner react to, you know, little things that I'm doing and my hands exploring, like all of that is just my favorite thing. So yes, give. Anyway.
Good response. I mean, I can get behind that.
Let's see. So six. Tex, what is your favorite tag?
Oh, I think the price tag, I guess. I mean, there's a bunch of good tags. There's like tags. Okay, for actual tags. God. Stall.
I know what it is.
You know what it is?
Oh, then you should answer.
Okay. I guess Just off the top of my head, I would say maybe I do like being called good boy, so I do perk up when I see that tag, so I'll just say that, huh? There are other good ones, but, you know, that's the one that I'm like, ooh, interesting. If I'm in a particular mood. Mm-hmm. So,
but I'm not very surprised.
Well, I like what I like. Any other comments on that, or do you want to move on?
Such a good boy.
You're a very good boy.
Okay. Focus here. Now I'm all blushing. Okay. Ava, the question for you is there a tag that you'd really want to try writing or recording?
Well, there are several, to be honest. But if I had to pick one, I'd really like to record jerk-off instructions.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Bring a joy to the world.
Next question for me. Are you a member of the Mile High Club?
No. Can't you get thrown off a plane for that?
Like, you're caught.
Well, that would be very unfortunate if you get thrown out.
I feel like, you know, in the movies, there are like these huge, enormous bathrooms where people are doing this in. And I personally have never been on a plane like that. Like, you get in and you're like, you know, kind of shoulder to shoulder with the wall. And it's not sexy in there. You're just like, okay, go pee, go back to your seat, and that's it. So
I feel exactly the same about that.
If I had to guess, it's probably more the fact they might get caught, and that's what makes it so, I guess, ooh, taboo.
I get that. Like, I've done public sex and all of that, but not, I mean, maybe if we were, like, sitting next to each other and, you know, had, like, the blankets and stuff, like, you know, I could see that happening, but I travel alone a lot, so... You know, maybe
I demand
one day.
My warm face towel while I'm having sex in the airplane bathroom.
That's an
or is
audio.
That only for first class? I don't remember.
I mean, bring your own, right? Next question. Tex, have you ever fucked in a car?
No. No, unfortunately not. And my current car would not. Okay, I guess if I had to with my current car, it might work out, but not in the cab. Like, I have a little, I have a one bench, like, single cab pickup truck. So you'd have to go in the bed for anything, you know, really adventurous.
I mean, you could fuck someone's mouth in that.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. The, although I also drive a stick in more ways than one, but I drive a standard, so of course you have the shifter knob there, and that might cause some issues. But yeah, it could be fun. But no, I haven't had sex in a car yet. Okay, for Ava, do you gravitate to rougher audios or more vanilla content? I think I know the answer, but go ahead.
Oh, do you? Well, it depends on the mood, but I would say I definitely gravitate towards rough.
Yeah.
And we love you for it.
Yeah.
Aww.
That's me. This is me clapping, by the way, not doing anything nasty.
So no self-spanking in the background.
If it was that fast, no, there's no spanking going on. Well, a different kind of spanking, rather.
Okay, next question for me. Does anyone in your real life know that you write record here?
No. I've kind of hinted to my best friend about it. And I totally think that she would be completely on board with it. But, you know, once it's out there, it's just no. So... Next question, Tex. What is your favorite ice cream flavor?
Oh, man. You guys, I swear, you guys are leaving all the hard questions for me, you know?
I don't agree.
Right. My favorite as cheesy as it sounds, my favorite's actually just vanilla. I really like vanilla
ice cream.
It. Like homemade vanilla
or
vanilla beans. It's great.
I thought you were about to say cheese. And I was like, is that ice cream flavor in the US?
Maybe in America. Yeah, maybe there's somewhere they're selling like cheese flavored
so
ice
weird,
cream.
You're so weird, guys.
Hey, if they can put American... Okay, this is something, just sidebar here. There is a weird thing that some Americans do where they will take a slice of that American processed cheese product, I guess, and they will put it on a piece of apple pie.
Don't ask me.
Some folks do it.
Why?
As a delicacy, I guess. They're like, oh, it tastes pretty good. You should try it. And I've tried it. It's okay. It's just like, who the fuck came up with that? I don't know. Someone drunk, maybe.
I'm so shocked.
What likely happened, or at least in my mind when I'm thinking about that, is like, someone was probably having dinner and they had like a bunch of mac and cheese. And if, you know, you're like me, kind of, you just use the same plate. And they probably put apple pie on that plate and then like tasted it and was like, oh my God, this would be so good. I'd like to think that that's how it went, but, you know, maybe I'm overthinking it.
Sorry for derailing things there a little bit. But the cheese-flavored ice cream, no. My favorite is vanilla, and I guess if we're good there, we can move on. So,
yes.
Ava, now this is going to be a little bit weird since I know English is second language, but do you pronounce, well...
Now you have to pronounce it.
Do you pronounce... Well, it's like I'm reading it. I'm like, well, if I'm saying it, I mean, I say it the way I say it. Do you pronounce aunt, aunt, or aunt, or aunt, or however they want to say it?
Well, I think I would say aunt.
Aunt. Well, that's the French word, sorry.
I don't know. I learned British English when I first learned English, so I guess... That's the way I would say it.
It'd be
but aunt. Now it feels so weird. I don't know.
So you would say aunt?
Well, I would say aunt.
Okay.
That's probably...
Just silently
like,
judging
like,
you
totally
now.
No,
I'm
wrong.
Just kidding.
No, it's not wrong. I mean, like, I feel
but,
like
but
when I say it...
But ant is also an insect.
Yeah, it's one of those weird
that
pronunciation
confusing?
Things. Like, they're all acceptable. You can say aunt, you can say aunt. Either is okay.
I feel like it depends, because if I'm saying, oh, you know, my aunt Bessie or something like that, but then I'll say, you know, hey, auntie or something like that. It just depends on, you know.
It may be regional, too, because, I mean, and maybe with accents, too, because I usually say aunt. Like, oh, my aunt Betsy or whatever.
Yeah. Do you have any aunts and uncles?
Aunt seems a bit more fancy, you know? I'm just kidding.
But, okay, shall
sorry.
We move on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, V, next question for you. Name your favorite video game, if any.
Oh, this is hard.
That's what she said.
Uh-huh. You know, I could sort of bring it back to, I feel like I've always loved video games, but I feel like when I really just sort of got really addicted to them was when I started playing Halo 2 online. Like, that was sort of my first venture into online playing with people, and the level of excitement that I got, I've not been able to reproduce. So, I still play games and all of that, but I would just call that out. Yes. Halo 2.
Cool.
Tex.
Yes.
Can you juggle 3 balls for 1 minute?
Ooh, you know, I can handle my own balls, but I don't know if I can handle 3.
I knew it.
You ladies may be able to handle, you know, more balls than I can. Can you handle like 3 balls at once, Ava? 3 sets, maybe? I don't know.
No. I can't.
What about you, V? Can you handle, quite a few balls at once?
I don't know. Fuck around and find out. We'll see.
My yeah, sadly I can't really juggle. I've tried, and like I just haven't. I know it takes time to practice and stuff, but it's like, why? I don't have any. What am I going to do with that skill? Oh, I can juggle. Okay. But yeah, no, I never developed that skill, unfortunately. I just can only handle two balls, I guess. It's a shame, right? So, next question. oh, where am I on this thing? Okay.
16.
For Ava, what is your single best talent? If you can't think of just one, pick a favorite.
Well, I think I'm good with languages, like writing stuff and learning foreign languages.
I was going to say that too.
Yeah. Thanks. That's a really good skill to have and talent, I guess.
Well, I'm not referring to my scripts here, but before I started writing smut, I wrote some not sexy stuff in German, and I think I was good at that.
Cunning linguist.
Just
a joke. okay. Sorry. Go ahead, Ava.
I will just move on. V, what direction are you facing right now? North, south, east, or west?
West. West is the best. Ooh. Next question.
Them fight words.
Let's see. Tex, if you threw a brick to your left, what would be damaged?
Oh, well, to my immediate left, I have my mic, the Bluetooth Nano. Beyond that, I have a this like old 50s like fan I restored that's sitting here.
Oh no,
so
that would be such a shame.
And then beyond that, I have my bookcase. So there'd be quite a few things that could get damaged if I chucked a brick to my left.
Why would one do that?
I don't know.
All right. Where am I? Okay.
19.
Sorry. I was looking to my left the whole time, yeah. Ava, what is your favorite alcoholic drink of choice?
Well, I like champagne.
Yes.
But I'm I actually have some gin with me right now, but I didn't drink it because I'm giggly enough, I think.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
V, what alcoholic drink will you never, ever drink again?
You know, I've been lucky to not have gotten really sick off of alcohol. Knock on wood. But probably just because of a story that I won't go into now, when I was younger, Alizé, which is like this sort of flavored wine kind of thing. I don't even know how to describe it. It's like this very inexpensive, fruity flavored wine. It's not it. Yeah,
like port wine.
No, it's not. It's not something. It's like something you get at the corner store, or the 7-Eleven when you're underaged and have a homeless person go and purchase alcohol for you because you and your friends want to get a little turnt.
I don't know if I ever did that.
Ava was a very good girl.
Me too.
Yes, I was. You will change your mind two questions from now.
okay. Tex, can you or do you drink alcohol straight? For example, whiskey, vodka, cognac, or rum, etc., with nothing else added?
Yeah, I can drink booze straight. I'm a bit of a straight shooter, I guess you could say. But I don't really do it like anymore. I used to be able to drink like hard liquor and stuff, but now it just kind of upsets my stomach, unfortunately. Maybe it's just that I'm buying like cheap shit, and that might be why. But who knows? But yeah, I can drink it. I used to drink it straight, and I guess I can. It's just a matter of, you know, don't go crazy with it. So yeah,
let's Ava. Get crazy.
Crazy, yeah, right. Question for you, Ava. Have you ever had drunken sex? If so, how did it go? There's a story in those giggles.
Well, yes. And it was a total disaster.
Oh, no.
Is that enough?
I mean, it's called drunken sex, not fantastic sex, so.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah. So, this happened many years ago, and I was very drunk, and the guy was also very drunk. And, well, in the middle of it, I got sick, and I just only made it to the bathroom, fortunately. And there I puked my soul out. Do you say that in English, to puke one's soul out?
Maybe not exactly.
If it's really bad,
it's descriptive enough to make sense. Yeah.
Well, that took a while, and when I came back, he was asleep. So I really can't recommend drunken sex. It was probably the worst I've ever had.
Aww. Thank you for sharing.
Yep. Sorry. Why do I get all those questions? Okay. Sophie, what's your favorite sex position? Least favorite? Well, favorite and least favorite.
Favorite sex position is probably doggy. I like... that's it. And
no, least... I totally agree.
I heard doggy can get a little rough. Okay, I'll see myself out.
Okay.
Sorry.
Anyway. Least favorite? I don't know.
Drunken.
I actually like drunken sex. Like, because I feel like I get into dom mode a bit easier that way. If I have, you know, like a long-term partner, there's this Simpsons meme that's like... I'm sure you've seen it, but like, I'm not even gonna describe it because I'm laughing too much.
we link it in the comments.
Yeah, I'll do that. But you know, I get really horny and I come home and I'm like, okay, fuck, like let's fuck. So I do like that, but least favorite, I don't know. Yeah, I don't think I have one. I like all of it. It's all good. Anyway, Tex, are you currently a dom, a sub, or a switch?
I would consider myself a switch. I you know, get turned on, I get turned off. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I would consider myself a switch. I can go both ways on the dom sub thing. It just depends on mood and, like, you know, I don't know. I don't really like, I know some... I could be totally wrong, but I think there's some folks that kind of like associate like almost like a part of their identity to it. Like, oh, I'm definitely a sub, or oh, I'm definitely a dom. It's like, it's just, to me, it's just like, well, it's just something kind of fun that you do, like to play around, you know, during sexy times. So why not go both ways? But, you know, I think it might just depend on what you naturally fall into, I guess. But yeah, I would say I'm a switch. That silence. So Ava,
I was just nodding.
It's not like it doesn't come as a surprise.
I know, right?
So Ava, do you listen to audios opposite from your own sexual preference?
I don't understand the question.
So I'm taking it as like, if you consider yourself straight, do you sometimes listen to audios that are like, that, yeah, like if you consider yourself a straight woman, would you listen to F4F audios or, well, I guess whatever? That's how I'm taking it.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't consider myself a straight woman.
Right, that was just an example.
So what would be the opposite? So there's no really an opposite for me. And my main problem is I don't have enough time to listen to all the great stuff people post around here. So
heavy agree. Totally, yeah.
I guess the opposite would be what? Like just safe for work content? Just not sexual at all then?
Well, maybe it would be like...
I'm just kidding, but yeah.
I also sometimes...
Maybe M for M content?
Listen to safe...
I don't know.
I think I have even listened to M for M. If it's interesting, well, I listen to everything.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. So, V, have you had a same-sex erotic experience in real life? If not, would you want to try it?
Yes, I have. And, you know, they were lovely. Moving on. Tex, do you believe that highly sexual people have a better understanding of human anatomy than the general public?
I would say they would probably have a better understanding of, like, sexual anatomy. Like, necessarily knowing the different parts of the penis or... You know, at least on the exterior of maybe like...
Oh,
you know,
that's a penis.
Yep, that, there's a penis. There's a balls. But I should do an audio with that voice, right? See how many people like the...
oh, I would over the top platinum.
Yeah, I would say they probably have a little bit of a better understanding of like what are different parts of like the genitalia called and stuff. I don't think they'd have a better understanding of anatomy in general. Like, they're not going to be like, oh, well, the coccyx here, up in here, whatever. They're not going to know all of the they're not going to know more about like internal anatomy or other parts of a human anatomy. But to be more highly, I guess, sexual, you would think that they would know a little bit more about the bells and the whistles and the bits and pieces that go on down there.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Ava. What brought you to this community?
Well, I used to write stories, and then I realized how much more I could do with audio, and I was curious how people would react to that.
Nice, concise.
V, what keeps you here?
Who knows? I just kind of... You know,
I'm
wake
glad
up and...
you're here.
Oh, thank you. You're the reason I'm here.
No.
Which I've talked about like so many times. Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me? If I didn't have you as sort of like my crutch, like that first, I don't know.
But,
even
but you
now,
made it
I feel like.
In the first place before even knowing me.
I know, but I needed that reassurance from you to tell me that it was, you know, good. Because, you
it
know...
It was.
Thank you.
I can attest it was good, so...
Okay. what keeps me here? I think, you know, exploring sort of more aspects of, you know, the things that I like to do. I really think it's fun sort of... you know, reading the different scripts and getting excited about them. I like to do fun things. And lately I've been focusing more on that kind of stuff, and that's been really nice. I don't know, you know, interacting with other creators is also really fun because it's almost like we're on, like it's like a, I don't know, like a baseball league or something like that. You know, you see another creator do like really well and you're just like, oh shit, good job. And it's just a nice, it's a really nice community, and yeah, it's fun so far.
Totally agree to that.
Nice. Yeah.
Tex, oh no, this is a horrible question.
Lay it on me.
Tex, if a laid back family member found your account and heard your audios or read your scripts, How would you describe why you do it?
A laid-back family member, you say.
Mm-hmm.
I guess
do
I
you
could...
have any of those?
I think I have one. I mean, I'm limiting it to immediate family. I would have probably like one person. I think I could probably be like, look, okay, I'm not crazy here. If I had to explain to, like, why I do it, I'd probably just be like, look, I was bored. No. It'd probably just be more along the lines like, well, look, I just wanted to, you know, it's something creative. It's something that's, you know, sexy. It's something that, you know, I knew I'd never would have done, like, otherwise. And I've been so, for much of my life, I've been this, like, straight-laced, oh, don't do anything wrong. Don't do anything crazy. Don't do anything wild guy. And this was kind of like, you know, when college, I'm like, you know, screw it. I need to do something out there. Mm-hmm. And this is what I guess, decided to give a shot, you know, have some crazy stories. And I look back, you know, and tell folks and everyone old and gray, like, I used to be an old audio porn star. Like, okay, grandpa, whatever. Just take your meds.
Lucky us. You did.
So that would be what I would describe, sexy, I guess, to him.
We're really lucky you decided to go into audio.
Well, absolutely.
You're welcome. But yeah, thank you. So, Ava, can you whistle a tune? And if so, would you please whistle it for us?
I can try.
Go for it. We can try to guess what it is.
I believe in you. You're going to do great. Good work.
Oh God, that's this good. Is how I embarrass myself.
What? What song was that? Could you guess it? I couldn't.
I'm trying to figure it out, and it's making me upset that I can't figure it out.
Oh, is it a common tune, or is it something that like only that's more common in Germany, or?
Yeah, it's the national anthem of Germany.
I knew it.
Oh, there's my American showing America.
No, I knew
sorry,
it.
Sorry, guys. I wanted to do yours, but it's too hard.
Yeah, it is. It was an old drinking song.
I couldn't whistle that.
God, that's such an American thing to like get anxious when someone's doing the national anthem. It's like we're all just watching and making sure that they don't fuck up. So I completely understand.
Yeah. Imagine I would have tried. And you didn't guess it, that would have been so up. okay. So V, can you use chopsticks?
I can, I think, decently. And I'm confident enough in that to, like, if I'm at dim sum or something, that I'm, you know, I ask for chopsticks and I get a little insulted if I'm handed a fork. So yes. Mm. I can use chopsticks.
Nice.
I know the answer to this. Tex, do you say soda, pop, coke, or another word to describe a soft drink?
Oh, I think we go by fizzy ticklers. I'm just bullshitting.
What?
No. That's a reference to an old, like, questionnaire thing. Anyway, I'll tell you guys about it later. It's an interesting topic because in the U.S. there's like a regional difference in like how we just commonly refer to soda. I mean, soda is like the broad generic term. You could use that. You could use a soft drink. In the South, and particularly in Texas, the common thing to say is just Coke. So everything is a Coke, and then you define which type of Coke do you want. So, for example, if you're like in a restaurant and you're like, the waiter might ask you, what would you like to drink with your order? You're like, oh, I want a Coke. Okay, what kind of Coke do you want? Oh, I'll have a Pepsi. So.
Oh, God, that's so confusing.
Because Coke was so ubiquitous down here, it was just like, oh, that's what this type of drink is a Coke now. They didn't know that there was another word for it. So, yeah. I say Coke, unless I'm like in an area where I know that they won't know what I'm talking about. Ava, What was the last concert you attended pre-pandemic?
That was a ska concert. Ooh. And it was really good, but I forgot the name of the band. But it was good.
That's great.
Wie, have you ever punched another person hard in the face?
Oof.
I want to say no, but I feel like I feel like I might be fibbing. I know I've slapped someone hard in the face.
If we're doing technicalities, I guess it wouldn't count, but hey.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I'll say no. No, I'm a nice girl. Fuck off. Next.
Oh, God. Oh, that was such an evil little laugh in the background.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Tex? She's going to punch me in the face now.
Tex, have you ever kicked a man in the balls?
Oh man. If we're going like literal with the question, yes, I've kicked myself.
What?
I went to sit Indian style before, and like I guess I went too quick, and like the heel tapped, and that was not fun.
Oh, no.
So, I have kicked myself, I guess, if that counts. As far as hitting someone else, I don't recall ever. Here I go, like giving that legal defense. I don't recall kicking another man in the balls. Yeah, I don't think I've ever done it to someone else. I've thrown stuff that accidentally hit someone. But never like intentionally
keep going.
Like pow, kick someone or something. So,
you know, everything you say can and will be used against you.
Oh well, you guys can hold anything against me that you choose. Let's see here. Hopefully that satisfies your burning curiosity into my man kicking balls like status or something. Ava, do you vote in your country? Why or why not?
Yes, I do. I like living in a democracy, and a democracy only works if people vote, so yeah, simple as that.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely. Heavy plus go vote.
peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Yes or no, B? What a contrast.
Go from serious to, you know, peanut butter and jelly.
Wait a minute. Have you not had peanut butter and jelly?
I did. It's nice. Oh. But it's your question.
absolutely. I think that that's kind of a staple. I actually like to toast the bread. So maybe I'm kind of a psycho. I like to toast the bread so that the peanut butter kind of melts. And then I like to cut it diagonally because I think that's the best way to eat a sandwich. So, yes, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Peanut butter jelly time. I'm sorry.
This had to be said. We were all thinking it. You just spoke it.
I was thinking of the guy in Sesame Street who's like, I love peanut butter sandwiches and then like the magician. I don't know. Sorry. Tex, broccoli. Yes or no?
Broccoli, yes. Yeah, I really like broccoli. As I recall, the way that I was taught to eat it was, imagine you're a dinosaur and you're eating these trees. I'm like, awesome! So there's your handy trick, parents. Just tell them, you know, picture themselves a dinosaur eating trees.
Totally.
So yes, I like broccoli. So Ava.
Yeah.
Butter or margarine? Which do you prefer?
Butter, definitely. Vegetarian, vegan, or carnivore? Do not explain.
I mean, isn't it omnivore? Right?
Yeah, that could be an option, but
I mean, it's not there. Well, like I eat everything.
I think then everything. It's carnivore. Don't you have a burger on your profile?
Ava. Ava's been deep diving.
Don't be calling me out like that.
What a stare.
I feel so special that you know that. Yeah. Carnivore, sure. Okay. Tex, favorite cartoon as a child?
Oh, shit. Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm having to go back in time to Little Tex's mind and see. Not the other Little Tex, but Little Tex.
Oh, God.
Let's see. For cartoons, I remember really liking Dexter's Lab. I remember, like, watching, oh, God. Some of the old Disney stuff they used to play. Really, like, what comes to mind mostly is just, like, some of the common cartoons that were played on, like, Nickelodeon or Cartoon Network or Disney. You know, we kind of flip between the different channels. But, God, an absolute favorite. It's hard for me to pick. I was never, like, a ride or die for one show as a kid, so... yeah, we'll just say Dexter's Lab for simplicity.
Okay.
Like, no one asked Dex. You don't need to say that.
I have no idea what that is.
It's some American, like, cartoons and stuff.
Yeah, it's I guess cute. As much.
Ava's like, I was too busy watching opera at that age. I'm just kidding.
No.
So, Ava...
43.
Do you think cheaters will always lean towards cheating? So will a cheater always cheat, I guess, is the
question. That's a hard one. Well, I think that people are capable of change, but I guess I personally would have difficulty trusting a partner who cheated on me. So the answer is, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard.
Yeah. I mean, it is. It's like, I feel like so many people are motivated by, like, just not communicating what they want. So maybe if they learn, you know, they'd get better.
So, V, what's your favorite part of sex?
All of it.
The sexy part.
Yeah, the sexy part.
The beginning, the middle, and the end.
I think... I think probably, like, teasing during sex, like, you know, sort of, I mean, you know what teasing is. I know Ava knows.
Ava's like, yeah, dude.
You know, like, you know, like, little touches here and there, like, you know, knowing what they like and, you know, sort of indulging in that a little bit. I'm pretty noisy when I'm having sex, so, like, you know, saying things that they like and sort of watching their eyes roll back. I don't, you know, anyways, teasing.
Oh,
yes.
Go on.
Yeah, please, please, go on. We're taking notes. It's all recorded, so.
It's just, I don't know, it's fun. It's like, you know, draw it out, make it fun. Yeah. Text.
Mm-hmm.
Use one word to describe how you feel doing sexy mouth sounds.
Okay. This is relevant considering I just recorded something
that involved
a lot of sexy mouth sounds.
Uh-huh.
How did that make you feel?
How did it make you feel? Am I going to be laying on a couch and you guys are, like, sitting there taking notes? Visiting my therapist? How did that make you feel? But
yeah.
Honestly, describe how I feel doing sexy mouth sounds. You can kind of get into it, like, especially
in one,
like,
word.
In the...
Tex,
what's up?
It says one word.
Fucking one. Oh yeah, yeah. That's how do I feel? Fucking one word, man. In one word, how do I feel? Interesting. I feel interesting. There you go. There, that's open to interpretation, right?
Yeah, could be many things.
Yeah. I guess people are now going to learn, like, don't ask text, just a simple question. You'll like
one word quiz.
Next question, Ava. This question specifically for writers. That's appropriate. Has a script ever made you immediately want to write one that's better?
Ooh,
kind of. Well, it happened. I saw a script and had ideas on what I would write differently or maybe add to it, but it was not like an overwhelming urge to write one that's better. So, rather no.
Okay.
Yeah.
V. What's your best technique for driving a woman crazy?
Should we swap the last two? I mean, unless Tex, you're sucking cock like that. That's fine. I just, you know, for...
Don't make assumptions on me. No, I'm just kidding.
It's fine, I Tex. Mean, sucking cock is fun.
Should we switch it or just go?
I'm fine. You have to figure that out. I just answered one.
Yeah, you can. If you want to, honestly, if you want to switch it, that's fine.
I mean, it's not okay. About me. Like, if you want to switch it,
it would be interesting. I honestly have not had like a same sex encounter, so at least you have some experience to kind of potentially answer that question, I guess. So,
okay, so I will just ask Tex, what is your best technique for driving a woman crazy?
Oh man. Foreplay.
No, it's specifically referring to eating pussy.
Oh man, my specific.
You've read the question.
Oh, it is. Fuck, yeah. I didn't see that part. Sorry, guys. I am red now. Okay. Okay.
I like red.
So you get the pussy question, V gets the cock question.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention, I guess. Sorry. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess same sort of principle. It'd be just, you know, build... I don't know how to describe it as a technique. It'd just be like you're building up to it. You're kind of like, you know, you don't just go straight in for the prize, so to speak, but... Take your time.
Go on.
I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. It's just listen to my audios. There you go.
Oh God! What a cop out.
Okay, it seems like it's your turn, V.
Yeah, sorry.
So am I asking you, Ava, or am I just answering it? Oh,
you answer. What's your best technique for driving a man crazy?
I wouldn't know where to begin. No. Let's see. I think it's the same sort of answer from before. Like, I like to really draw it out and go really slowly. Like, you know, lips, tongue, you know, eye contact, that whole thing before even, you know, taking it all the way in. I like to do that for quite a bit of time, making him beg for it. Yeah.
Ooh.
Are you okay, Tex?
Just give me a minute. So I guess now I ask you a question, Ava, or did we just mix that all up?
I mixed it all up.
I get the next one.
Sure.
Ava, do you currently have a stuffed animal or action figure? If yes, mention one item and why you like it.
Well, nope. I'm sorry, I just can't say anything interesting about that.
I mean, that's fine.
Now I'm totally confused to get the last question, so I don't know, maybe both of you.
or all of us. Think what about
think
all
of
us?
All the most...
Yeah,
sure, why not?
All of us. Okay. Think of all the most important and famous landmarks of the world. Which one would you want to fuck someone on? This is such a... Sorry, Such a silly question. So, that's any ideas?
It's an interesting question. I mean, I'm also thinking about comfort with it too, which might, you know, make things a little bit more complicated.
I think I would go for the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, damn it. Okay.
Because it's it's probably great for bondage.
I was about to say, wasn't there like an apartment in the Eiffel Tower or something like that? Like there was a restaurant.
There's
in
an apartment in the Eiffel Tower?
I thought there was like some sort of like building inside of it, or like some sort of like room or something.
It's like platforms where you can go.
I've never been, so I don't know.
I don't know. It's been so many years. But yeah. What about you?
I'm gonna go full Merc and I'll just say Statue of Liberty in the torch. Let freedom ring.
Oh, how funny. Does the London Eye count as like a landmark?
Yeah. What is that?
It's like a really big Ferris wheel.
Oh.
Like get to the top and just start fucking.
Hurry up, we're coming right? back down.
Be quick about it.
So you need to be done before you get down.
Absolutely. Yeah, but I come first, so be good. That's it. We did
Yay!
It.
We did it.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody. This has been Texan Guy.
And V. Silverman.
Oh, God.
No, wait, it sounds great. Sounds great. We're good. Now let's drag Tex to bed and have fun.
Ooh. I think we should switch off the recording before doing that.
Well, wait a minute. This is getting good.
Bye-bye.
Adios.
Bye.